This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. I don't know that a lot of you are going to like this one.
Oh, no.
But it captured my imagination.
You think I'll like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
When I say you, I always mean them. Not us versus them, but them, those that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners,
he wants. Them.
I feel weird saying fans, because that sounds like, ooh. You know?
Yeah.
You listening. It might, but to me, it's, I guess when you've hit a certain age, you see things for what they really are, I think.
Yeah.
So, some 9 years before I was even born, the year was 1966, a couple of American sociology buffs,
mm-hmm.
by the name of Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven cooked up what is now known as the Cloward-Piven strategy.
I do enjoy sociology.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Both of these guys, by the way, Cloward and Piven, both of them professors at Columbia University of Social Work.
So Jerry Cloward and Jeremy Piven.
You would think, but Columbia University.
Yeah.
Like
Ivy League.
Ivy League.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's in New York City, Matt, man.
In New York City. The Cloward, go ahead. Did you say something?
No, no.
Oh, okay. The Cloward-Piven strategy is like a playbook for shaking things up in politics, and they do this by deliberately causing chaos. These two wanted to speed up the downfall of capitalism. They wanted equality for everyone. They didn't want the super rich to exist. They didn't want the poor to exist. They wanted everybody to be on an even playing field, no matter what it took. So they wanted to speed that up by swamping the United States government with crazy demands. Demands piling up an insane amount of national debt. And throwing in stuff like, unchecked immigration. The two major points, listen again. Piling up an insane amount of national debt and unchecked immigration. The idea here was that you push the whole shebang into a crisis mode. Watch society and the U.S. economy crumble under pressure. Great song. The year 1966. They're on a mission to change things in the Democratic Party. So at the time, the Dems were kind of running the show within the presidency and both houses of Congress under their belt. Mm-hmm. So this dickheaded duo basically aimed to push the party into taking serious, serious federal action to help out those less fortunate.
Oh, yeah.
They figured that if everyone was eligible for welfare would jump on board, it would mess up all the bureaucracy, all the pre-planned budgets of your state and local governments. The plan was to stir the pot and deepen the rifts that already existed in American culture.
That was the plan.
That was the plan. Stir the pot among the big city Democrats. You know, the white middle class, the working class folks, and then the growing minority poor.
Mm-hmm.
That was in their words. The idea was that this would cause the Democrats to go all in on federal solutions for things like poverty, brushing aside your local issues like your roads falling apart, the hiccups that were going on, and welfare issues, gas shortages that were to come, class clashes where you've got your own people infighting, and then racial classes, and of course, money.
Yeah.
The grand plan, trying to eradicate poverty by setting up a guaranteed yearly income. Everybody makes the same.
Yeah, the universal basic income, as it's called now.
An even playing field.
Or
don't even work.
Yeah.
Screw it. You're going to be guaranteed a nationally paid yearly salary.
It seems like a lot of the people at the top are on board with that because the middle and the bottom keep getting closer together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So their game plan involved exploiting the difference between the different welfare laws in different states and how things actually played out. So the end game, though, was smashing the existing system, dropping that guaranteed yearly income into place. And they aimed to spill the beans to the poor about their welfare rights. Basically go in, tell them that the man's holding them down, and then hey, here's the address where you can go get some help, and then we're going to overstress the bureaucracy and the economy in America.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the immigration part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the U.S. Civil War?
Well, I don't remember, but I'm familiar with it.
Learning about it, yeah.
The North versus the South. Well, here's something that I was not fully aware of. According to Google, the general response about this: while the majority of soldiers in the American Civil War were Americans, there were instances where individuals came from other countries to participate in the conflict. It's estimated that a few thousand foreign-born soldiers fought on both sides. These soldiers came from countries like Ireland, Germany, Canada, and many others. Overall, the number of foreign-born soldiers were relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bullcrap, Google. Because when you go, and I'm going to give you my source right now, because this is very, this is from libraryofcongress.gov.
Okay.
The government's website. They say that, hold on, let me go back to it. The North allowed hundreds of thousands of German and Irish soldiers to fight on their side for immigration papers.
Yeah.
Some reports even said free land.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of this sound familiar to anybody? I'm not even like making jokes right now. You replace the land with free hotels, gift cards, iPhones, and Nintendo Switches.
Yeah.
The old story of why did we have the Civil War?
Yeah, they cover that in even the movies like Gangs of New York when they're coming over, getting off the boats, and being recruited right into the military.
But hundreds of thousands? Every historical book, mm-hmm, except for our own .gov website, says a few thousand, but it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands being bussed in, voted in.
Because in that movie, it looks like the way Scorsese portrayed it is they're trying to get all of them they can.
They're getting off the boats by the thousands.
But I don't think many people believe that movie to be historically accurate, but it's more so than people realize.
Well, a few hundred thousand immigrants back then, compared to what are coming in now,
yeah,
the world's population was a lot smaller, especially in the U.S.
A fractional.
So 350,000 plus people coming in, getting free land.
That's a lot.
Fighting in a war they don't care about. They're only doing it,
yeah,
to get the free stuff. It's very absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm not trying to say that there's going to be another one, but I think there is, and I hate to say it, but I don't want to be like the kid who's over in the corner where they see their parents arguing and fighting every night and saying, oh, they're not going to get a divorce. Everything will be fine, just fine. I don't know that it's going to be us against each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unrest. A lot of unrest in a lot of people. I mean, everybody.
Right now, from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023, because they have a fiscal calendar, 3.2 million nationwide.
Yeah.
And this year alone, though, this year right now, 169 people that were trying to get in our country were on the terrorist watch list. 23 got in.
Yeah.
Three have been accounted for.
Yeah. That's just the ones that are documented, not all the ones that we don't know came from or don't even know about.
I don't understand this. I'm not sitting here saying all these illegal immigrants that are coming in are bad people. Certainly not.
No.
They don't deserve... I'm not even saying they don't deserve to be safe or to find a better life. But when you look at what these Ivy League professors wrote about crippling the United States economy over 55 years ago, and then you look at it today, combine that with the basic open borders, the free gifts with entrance, and there's going to be another one.
Yeah,
it ain't going to be them versus them or that party versus that party or that land, you know, barrier. The Mason-Dixon line stuff. No. Mm-hmm. It's going to be because of crap like this. And I hope it doesn't happen. Like, I don't want to see that. I love this country. I love the hell out of this country. I love this country. But when you're making money, and I'm talking about the TV top, when they're making money off of this, folks, I would like to right now reflect on this. Famous speech by my third favorite president of all time.
Third favorite.
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Or border.
And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
Now, you can sit here and say he was talking about planets.
Mm-hmm.
But countries, towns, cities, states... You appreciate what you got around you, but anybody else, North versus South, East Coast, West Coast, and rap.
Mm-hmm.
The West, they talk about us overseas as the West.
Yeah.
I'm in the South. Ain't in the West.
Westerners.
So I'm telling you, that's what it looks like to me on paper that it's going to come down to.
Something's going to give at some point.
Why else would you want to do this? We have never truly cared enough to just give away to people.
Yeah.
There's always contracts involved and things like this. It's never been like, willy-nilly, come on in. We look the other way.
I mean, during the current administration, according to this thing on the New York Post, 7.2 million illegals have entered, which is greater than the population of Tennessee.
This week?
No, in this administration.
That's sweet.
But that's more people that are in Tennessee. Something has to give.
So here's what I'm saying, man.
A lot of Venezuelans in there.
Something's going to give at some point.
You respect your fellow Americans
and
stay close to them. And that's the one thing. When you get mad at them about this or that or what they're wearing or who they date or whatever, just remember, like, that might be somebody you're going to have to ask for some bullets one day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to remember you called them slurs, and they're going to remember things. When your kids are going hungry and you're going to walk by their house, and you're going to be like, God bless, I ain't got anything. They're going to be like, no, I remember the way you acted.
Yeah.
Them hats you wore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a different time, man. Come on, give me some bullets.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
Bullets.
And I don't like feeling that, knowing that you know, young family and thinking that that's what it's going to be. But I mean, we're foolish to watch the news and think that this is just going to all work out fine.
Yeah.
I hate to be doom and gloom. I hate it. But
I don't see how it could.
55 years ago, they wrote that thesis and look what's happening.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'm going to source my whatever's on X, I guess I will.
Okay.
When people want to read the articles about stuff. Because I didn't make up. None of that is all real. It was even Ronald Reagan mispronouncing alien when he said alien.
Alien. Thank you for sharing that, Matt, man.
Well.
That was very informative.
I did that for Party Man Dan. Because I said last week I was going to do it. And he kept asking me when I was going
to
do it.
Oh, he will.
Oh, yeah. Over and over.
He's hardcore. Hardcore.
He's dedicated.
All right. We will take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more. We can take some phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. You know, the person texting in that, calling me that, call in and say that. Now, I'm not asking for any kind of fight, but I'd like you to explain yourself.
Okay.
On the 72341TLCMotors.com text line. Call in. We'll have a fun discussion. America. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
That's fun.
Do they really use it?
That was just from, I made that on my computer yesterday.
Yeah.
That's from last Friday night.
Uh-huh.
They might come calling you.
Call Roman Reigns.
You the new John Stone.
That was great.
Hey.
This what?
Heyman's two phones.
Oh, he pulls out both of them.
Yeah. One's got a bull on the back. One's got the double R on it.
Yeah.
Let me get a pepper necklace. Right now. That should have power like the urn used to have power for Paul Bear.
The necklace should?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power
they
the
should
pepper.
Just rub someone's face along the peppers.
Yeah, and burn their eyes real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a pepper necklace on a pole match.
Yeah.
man, that does suck. Like, you know, to be the king of the Samoans or whatever, you wear a necklace made of peppers. And it's just wild.
Oh, you itchy on the neck. Dude.
It's like something you get a Chili's for eating like a 10-pound burrito.
Yeah.
Get a shirt and a pepper necklace. Or anything.
I want to see him in Rock Wrestle. I don't care. Like, I love Cody Rhodes. I love Dusty. I like Dustin. I'd like Stardust. Matter of fact, I found a picture, Jim, that I need to share with you.
Oh, yeah?
When we went to Raw years and years ago, mm-hmm. like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember when Stardust stood, Cody Rhodes and Stardust stood on the TV side of the railing?
Oh, yeah.
And down in the corner, it was me and you sitting front row? Yeah. I have that, and I printed it out.
Oh, that's great.
So it's basically our picture with Stardust.
Yeah.
Was that the last time you had front row seats?
Yeah.
I hated to ask it that way or bring it up.
Was it?
Did we have front row when you got the Jeff Hardy shirt?
Yeah, that was after that. You're right.
That was the last time then.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't been that long ago.
No, I had a second row that night.
We
second
turned. Row. We. That's. I haven't went. I don't like it live no more. And that was a double negative.
I really think it's better on TV now.
It absolutely it is. Better on TV. It's nothing now. To do with the going and stuff. It's just like, I don't want to go get all riled up. Yeah, yeah. TV break, and then they're going to play a commercial spot promo from backstage.
Now, I still occasionally would love to go see a good independent wrestling show somewhere, because you can't do that on TV and get it. That sucks on TV. You got to do that in person.
I'd go to the hockey games or whatever if R-Truth was always going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'd buy some ads. Advertise that a little bit.
I know, like I'm trying to.
I mean, what are you doing?
Trying to click the link to get tickets.
I know.
I think I got a separate link.
These people, they don't get it.
I got a separate link as a bit.
You had to buy a meet and greet pass additionally?
No, it's like for a certain team in town, we had a link we could request.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mine wasn't working. I do like when an event comes on, you put the feelers out, like, instead of straight up asking, like, hey, how about those front row seats?
Mm-hmm.
And then people act like they don't hear you, and they're the ones that end up sitting in the front row. You find out way later.
You gave him the idea.
I didn't think about that. You wanted it. Now I want it. It's not that I want it. It's just I don't want you to have it.
That is a good point. Because we couldn't get front row. We didn't go that one time. And then we watched it and saw somebody sit in front row. And you're like, you son of a gun.
Yeah.
You son of a gun.
Plus, weren't you just straight up lied to once about a show when it came to a luxury suite?
There was once, yes. We had wasted tickets. Rather than give them to us, they just wasted some.
That's dirty.
They just didn't use them at all rather than give them to us.
It's so dirty, man. Yeah,
so dirty.
Yeah. There's two empty seats. They could have been filled.
And we wanted them, but they just didn't have them. And they just wasted them instead of giving them to us. That absolutely happened. Yeah.
Like they just didn't want us there.
Yeah.
God.
I'm a Cody crybaby today. I am. Little Stardust.
You're Matthew Malcontent today.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying about with Cody. Like I'd rather see Rock and Roman Reigns, because if we put that off much longer, I mean, he ain't gonna get out there and wrestle when he's 50.
I think they'll still do that. They'll still do it soon.
I hope. I want to see it.
Is they gonna give all? You know, obviously Roman's gonna take some time off, but his health too. You don't. It seems to kind of come and go.
Well, right. he does pretty well. Like, he's at least been healthy for the last 1,100 days he's been champion or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Last four odd
What does
years.
Your wife think about it, Jimmy? Like, does she get? Do you watch it when, like, she's away or stuff?
No,
like,
we watch it together. She likes it. She gets into it.
See, that right there she would enjoys be awesome. It. I've never experienced that either.
Yeah.
Of going to wrestling with your wife. No, I've not. I had a girlfriend or anything that was into it. Yeah. It was more like.
They didn't get into it, like, even after you explained it to them? Or? Because there's hot dudes on there they can get into.
That's what I was thinking.
Some of them.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. My wife just gets it, too. Like, if we're watching AEW, she even gets, like, who sucks and why they suck and what sucks about what they just did that sucks.
See, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean.
She totally gets it.
You reverse that by, although you won't admit it, but, like, the Below Deck show.
I watched it like last night. Love Below Deck.
You wouldn't have watched it on your own, though.
No, I never would have given it a chance. But then when I give it a chance, this is entertaining. Yeah. I still don't like most reality shows, but there's a few that I enjoy, and that one tends to be good.
Mm. I gotta find
you watch TV with your wife, Fat Boy. I feel like you like have like a room there, and in the, of course, you don't share your whole life with us either, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah,
I should have done that more.
You just learn after a while. There's no upside to it.
Let's see. Disagree.
Okay.
I disagree because most people, especially when it comes to like family stuff, most people listening have. I mean, I would say 1 in 3 have been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guess. 1 in 3 have been divorced. They went through that custody crap. Went through that. You know, family deaths. Went through that. I mean, it's kind of like the 1, 2, 3, 4 things that if you talk about, more people kind of understand. Like people understood at least through X and emailing and stuff about what I was saying earlier. It's just after a while, you just say, gosh, I am, is this it?
You got to reassess.
I mean, it really does. Like I had high hopes.
And you can't really, I mean, I think you can't really pinpoint.
When in life Serious question.
Okay.
When in life, when you're the biggest dreamer in the world, and by dreamer, I mean also a doer, but you're, and then you, when you get and you say, yeah, that's not going to happen, what then?
Like, I haven't gotten to that point, so I don't know. Like, what's
like,
the next move?
It's like reaching the point that you want to get to, like the top of Mount Everest, and you say, is that all there is to it?
I just mean, not even with the job, just like, just.
In general sense.
In general.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Man, I.
It just kind of dawns on you after a while, like, hmm.
And that's the thing.
Damn the family curses.
And I don't.
No, God! Jesus Christ.
It's called depression, Paige.
Jesus.
It's the opposite of being happy.
Turn her mic off.
I've spent a lot of time in places.
That's rude. That is just,
you just called me.
No, I said it's the opposite of being content.
No, you didn't. It's okay.
I was going to say.
Call me a malcontent.
Each existential crisis is its own and it's unique. So it's hard to tell you what, you know, from outside perspective on it. I've had plenty of them, so I know.
Right. It's a weird kind of place. It's just the getting, you know, getting older.
Yeah.
God, that made me mad. I'm not a malcontent.
A lot of it is.
Jesus.
I was joking when you said Cody Crybaby and I said Matthew Malcontent. That was just for wordplay.
He started it.
That's just wordplay.
No. Like, I just don't tiptoe around people.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't tiptoe. You shouldn't walk on eggshells.
Yeah, but that, like, I'm reading, like, what people wrote about Ole Anderson. Uh-huh. And they were like, boy, he was the guy who'd tell you what he thought without really thinking about it. And they were saying that kind of like, like, that's good. You could always count on him to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But he'd tell you what he really thought.
Yeah. And now one of my favorite things about him is the story that after when he first met Vince McMahon, Vince was trying to get him to come work for him. And he said, you know what? Go blank yourself. And then the next time he met him, Vince brought his wife and always said, well, go blank yourself and blank her too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when Vince said, you'll never work for me. And that's how that went. So only tell you what he thought to his own detriment.
Well,
do you want
to be like, you know, living the life fantastic being a liar? Or would you rather be living a meager life but staying true to your word?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's decisions.
That's everything.
It's a decision that has to be made.
Came out of nowhere. Talking about Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about Cody Rhodes and The Rock.
How much wrestling into? Oh, man.
Well,
how many rungs are on this ladder? At least two more.
Keep climbing them unless Shawn Michaels beats you up the other side and gets the Intercontinental title first.
You're going to push me off the cage once they get to the top. That's Mary's baby boy you just knocked off. Oh, hell. All right, we're going to take us a break and come back and do more stuff, right?
Yeah, we're going to do
anything
more.
Anything on the books?
Well, on the book, not immediately.
Okay, good. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you all right?
I was unplugged. I was like, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, we're here now.
No one else was looking around, so I was like, oh, it just must be me. Unplugged.
Thought your ears stopped working.
Years.
Plug come out.
Oh, Lord. No. You ever had that before?
Blood come out?
Blood out of your ears?
No. Yeah. No, not that I can recall.
I don't remember. You have, Fat Boy?
Blood on the plug, no.
Oh.
I'd freak out if I had blood coming out of my ears, though.
You'd have a serious problem.
Yeah, I'd really freak out about it. I've never had that, thankfully.
Would you freak out?
I don't like the thought.
Oh, that wasn't a Q-tip. That was a screwdriver. Ouch. Ooh.
Oh, you know, back in the day, it was a set of keys. That's what was going into the ear.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. Scratching, yeah.
My dad used that, and then his knife for his feet.
Pocket knives for, yeah, that's the old guys using pocket knives to cut their fingernails and stuff. Like, how do you get like them right?
Making a charcuterie board right there when he was with the pocket knife in the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, this, man.
These beautiful, like, perfectly, like, spires of skin.
It was something that you developed a skill for over time, clearly.
Oh, he was an artisan with it. I taught him to take it to Hill Skills.
Yeah. And Olive Garden tried to hire him.
It's like, Matthew, they haven't had Hill Skills in 10 years. They don't allow people to have hills anymore.
That did go away a long time ago, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Man.
When there was more than, like, you know, 5 dozen farmers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reminiscent about Hill Skills. That's a problem I deal with in my life. For instance, if somebody asked me where I want to go on vacation.
Where do you want to go on vacation?
It's impossible to answer that because I don't want to go anywhere. I want to go to a different, I mean, there's places I want to go, but not now. I want to go there another time. Like, I don't want to go to New York City right now. I want to go see it in the 70s.
Not work. That's the answer. That's vacation.
That's the basic answer, yeah. Like, I don't want to go to Myrtle Beach now. I want to go to Myrtle Beach in, like, 1985. I don't want to go to Pigeon Forge now. I want to go back in, like, I want to go back when Dollywood was kind of new. Ernest Tubb Record Store was still there.
You saw me there in 85. Tell me not to tell my parents I found that wallet in the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah, I was going to tell you not to get on the water slide.
And stay off the water slide. Yeah. They're all going to laugh at you.
I saw a video going around like that. It's a great, it's not a kid, it's a great big rotund man. He gets stuck and then the whole slide collapses at the bottom.
Oh, thank God it didn't collapse.
Yeah, because when he stops, it just falls in, man.
Like a house of cards.
And another thing is, I told y'all earlier, like, I found out there's a particular restaurant. It used to be a big buffet chain around here, and there's a location in Monroe, North Carolina. So I'm like, that's only 2.5 hours from the house to Monroe. Reminiscing about old restaurants and stuff. And then I found out Andy Griffith used to have a chain of barbecue restaurants in the 70s. Like, that's where I want to go on vacation. Andy Griffith's barbecue restaurant.
Did he really?
Yeah. That's where I want to go to Po' Folks
on
vacation.
What's it called? They have a cool name? Is it like?
I think it was just Andy Griffith Barbecue because the building here that's in this like old picture, this,
name.
Up on the chimney, up on the hearth, it just says Andy Griffith on it. That's all it says. Mm.
But, is it like sandwiches or?
It's barbecue. So I'm sure they had sandwiches. That's where they had, like, barbecue sandwich, barbecue plate.
Come out and meet Howard Sprague this weekend.
Exactly, yeah. The one it's a picture of was in Raleigh where the Crabtree Valley Mall sits now, but used to be where the restaurant was. And they had 7 locations between 1970 and 72, and they all closed by the end of 72.
You know, the thing about it is, Andy Griffith, they said when his, I guess, past, well, even on the set of Matlock, they said he was a dickhead.
I don't know. Heard
just mean as a snake. And then my buddy Josh dated this girl whose grandmother was best friends with, I can't remember her real name now. What's Aunt B's real name?
Frances Bavier.
She was from, I think, North Carolina or Tennessee or maybe Texas, because that girl was born in Texas. But nevertheless, she was all, like, she said, she was as mean as a snake was Aunt B. She was, and I'm like, as a kid, I always thought, God, that'd be a fun place to live. Everybody's cool. You know, you can make fun of Howard.
Yeah.
Sprague.
Yeah.
She died with a bunch of cats.
Go drinking with, give me the initials, Jim. Rafe Hollister.
Yeah, Rafe Hollister. You hang out with Otis.
Yes, Otis and others.
The Darling family come to town, have a big time with them.
I could film.
That's back when people had a big time. Nobody has a big time anymore.
No.
Maybe that's one of the problems of the world. Nobody has a big time anymore. We just have a big time again.
But the customer service I was getting to, I think, would have been bad since Andy was the owner. The customer is not always right at Andy Griffith's restaurant.
Maybe not.
Put a piece of lead in you.
Yeah.
Some stuff, Paul. Who was Papa Darling? It was somebody.
That was Uncle Jesse.
It was Uncle Jesse, yeah. Denver Powell.
Yeah. Yeah. He could blow a jug like no one.
He could.
Hey, guys.
The 51.
the kid, look, boy, we're dating the damn show today, but like, there were two guys that were in the Darlings band. They were real musicians or whatever. They were great. The singer and then the one on
I don't remember who though.
Banjo. They were
probably people
awesome.
I see on Hee Haw every time I watch old Hee Haws on YouTube, which is every day.
Do you really?
I watch a lot of them. Yeah.
You said you live off of YouTube now, like
Man,
mainly
it's the best.
Watching it. that more than anything.
Yeah, they get great movies, obscure stuff on there.
See, where was
self rest
exams? Where was that when we were kids and stuff? Like now, I mean, technically, unless you are just a social butterfly, like you don't need cable TV really. I mean, unless you need it.
Yeah. I heard you can't get it in hotels.
Cable TV?
That's what I heard.
Why?
Because it's all streaming now.
Yeah, oh, sign okay. into Hulu or wherever.
Yeah, I still ride by service you have. Have HBO advertised outside.
Free HBO. Motel.
Fun motels.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me
you
if I'm full of
that highway, aren't you?
Yeah. Last time I was in Brevard, rode by the one up there, said HBO sign outside.
What is West Greenville used to just say heat? Yeah. Like that was the big. It was heated. You get a heated room.
Yeah.
They were talking about the movie.
No.
Did you go stick your feet in the sands by chance?
No. Oh, the Sands Motel. Like, they still don't have free internet there.
You can steal Wi-Fi. You got to steal Ingles' Wi-Fi if you're close enough.
Some of these have never had internet at all. Not even paid for, not free, nothing.
They're like, oh, just Jack in the Box have Wi-Fi. What about Pandora? Somebody's got Wi-Fi.
That's the freaking worst, too, is people stealing the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like, that's something, like, truly, can't we agree? That ought to be something that is free. Or at least very, very minimal.
Well, it's too progressive for some people, though.
But oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying if it's wanted. Like, to charge, I don't know, $40, $70, $100 for internet per month? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, God.
Especially
that's
since
a lot.
Kids need it now to do their homework.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And adults need to do their work.
I'm going to move to the inner city so I can get it for free.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When the hell did water become a commodity like gasoline?
Dude, that's the worst one. That is absolutely worse. It's
expensive.
One.
Yeah, that's where you can get me on that. Is I don't get it.
Well, I mean, all of it, none of it.
Water doesn't qualify as one of the inalienable rights. From the, it's not one of those. Water, drinking water, clean drinking water. Nope, you do not have a right to it.
Do you think back in the day before whatever? Like, do you think the conspiracies or whatever about free energy? You think that
I have no
was
idea.
About to be a thing and they just shut it down like they did the car that ran on water?
I mean, probably. I have no idea, but probably. Though I don't see how they could make an internal combustion engine that runs on water. I don't
think the guy did. Well, it's hydrogen-based, but...
Yeah, and I've seen it's very expensive to do that. Like, you don't need oil, but it's very expensive to run it like that.
But I'm
sure there have been a lot of things that were shoved away.
Guy that ran a car-sized motor on grain alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And a major company bought the patent for it.
Yeah.
Never did anything with it.
Yeah.
That'd have been BP, right?
They just wanted to sell the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one of those.
Had to have been.
Exxon.
You mean British Petroleum? That's another thing. People drive by, they see these initials. They don't wonder, oh, I go to HSBC, but not before I go to BP to get gas.
Yeah. And this says organic grain alcohol is at least $36 per gallon and 190 proof.
But how many? But it's the mileage on that, though, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what the kind of mileage you'd get. It'd have to be good. Because if you get a 1.75 Everclear, that's $35 next door.
Can you imagine if they had pumps? Nobody's looking, the guy pump. Squirts himself in the mouth with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one still on me. Everclear? I've got my new Aldi Absinthe over here.
For you.
It smells wonderful.
I'm going to go give you some gas. I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah. The energy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever I say the ether all the time. I don't even know what I'm saying when I say it. I just mean, like, you know, if we can say there's radio waves and Wi-Fi and all this stuff flying through the air that we can't see, then why can't that be harnessed? The electricity be harnessed to use this power? You know, all the lightning strikes and stuff. Like, they used to put the big poles on the buildings. They'd always say that it was so airplanes would see it and not hit it.
They have lightning rods,
But I think they had a good start with, like, power lines and whatnot, as far as harnessing it.
Well, they were like triple-decker ones,
yeah.
Like where they'd have different, but it looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. Like San Francisco, when they got full power, that was one of the, at least picture-wise, it looked just like wires just running through everywhere. It looked awful. You didn't want to be real tall. You'd get sickled.
Yeah, you would.
You know?
At yourself.
You would. You'd larry at yourself.
No, yeah, I don't know why you can't harness it. I don't know how you would. I'm not an engineer or anything.
Are you sure?
I have to clarify that.
It's undercover engineer. Nine's hosting this week.
Hey, could you fix this?
Can you go in there and teach him?
Yeah, I could probably fix that.
They actually could.
That's one of those things where, like, you could say you're an engineer, and nobody's gonna ask you any questions further.
No,
you're an engineer. Wow.
Okay, cool. You know all stuff right. I don't know, so I'm good.
Yeah,
because I don't know the qualifications for that job. You just like learn stuff over the years.
But it varies. You could be a train engineer. You know, You can conduct a symphony or a train.
Yeah,
you can't stop one either.
It's hard to stop one. It's hard to organize one.
Oh, man. I told you by this time I'd be feeling fine.
You seem to be feeling better.
Yeah, I got a little bounce now.
I can't talk good.
It's like everything, you know, it's like them good football players. You're like, oh, God, I don't want to play again. And they go out there, and by halftime, they're like, all right, guys, come on.
Let's go.
Why do we drink all this protein and get this stem cell? It's to win.
I know. They take shots. We ain't got none.
Right. Yeah, I heard that we're getting a snack center downstairs.
Really?
Yep. Oh. I'm not even like messing with you. When? I heard it's sponsored and everything.
But is it there now?
I don't know. I heard that we're getting it.
Okay. I bet I have a guess. I want to see you write it down.
I'm not like this. Is not like, no punchline to it either.
Okay.
Seriously.
That'd be cool. Oh,
okay. That would be cool.
I'd like that.
Just whisper while you're down there.
Yeah, be very quiet. This is radio. Okay. If we're having a business meeting, we're at a radio studio. Don't have fun in there. Please. Paige.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Are you bougie or do you like comfort? We're going to talk food next in your Eyes Guys headline.
I want the world to decide how to spell bougie also.
People can't figure it out.
Is there a G? Is there two E's or an IE?
I don't know.
IE. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Eyes Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.